Good evening and welcome back to our service tonight. We're so glad you are here for our night of prayer and praise. And I think some of you may remember a few months ago we did one of these, and it's just been a joy to spend time doing this as a congregation. We're going to follow that same model we did back in August on the adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. And for each of those sections of music, we'll have some time of prayer together. Let's stand together. We're going to start with God is for us as we adore our Lord tonight. Let's sing.
We won't fear the battle. We won't fear the night. We will walk the valley with you by our side. You will go before us. You will lead the way. We have found a refuge. Only you can stay. Sing with joy now. Our God is for us. The Father's love is a strong and mighty fortress. Raise your voice now. No love is greater. Who can stand against us if our God is for us?
The Father.
be seated. I've asked Jonathan Anderson to come and lead us in an opening prayer of adoration.
Let's pray together. Our Father, we do come humbly before you tonight to worship and adore you. Lord, we come to pray that your name would be hallowed as you deserve, that you would be exalted and worshiped. Lord, we come to bow down before you, our Maker. You are the great I Am, the eternally existent God. We praise you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for the reality of your character that is so amazing and such a blessing to us that is worthy of such praise. Lord, we thank you that you are compassionate and gracious, that you are slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Lord, we are humbled by the mercy and grace that you show us, by your care for us in both the physical needs of this life and ultimately your mercy towards us in Christ. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who is eager to forgive and who has made redemption for our sins through the gift of your Son. Lord, we recognize that mercy and grace shine so brightly against the backdrop of your holiness and the perfection of your character, your moral purity. Lord, you are utterly unlike us in every way, both as our Creator and as the one who is perfect and spotless without sin. Lord, you alone are worthy of praise. And so we have gathered this evening to adore you, to praise you, and we praise you as well that we can come before you in prayer. We thank you that you are a God who hears the cries of the righteous. And so as we come to you this evening, we come adoring you as our Father and the one who is eager to hear, eager to respond to all that we come before you. Lord, we recognize the inadequacy of our words, both in prayer and our words in song, to fully praise and adore you as you are worthy of, and yet we ask that you would accept our worship tonight, that it would be pleasing to you as we fix our minds on you and our hearts on you, and may our words in song together be pleasing to you as we seek to exalt your name. We love you, and we entrust the rest of our evening to you, singing praise to you and coming humbly before you in prayer. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jonathan. Our God is worthy of our praise, worthy to be adored. And one of those things even Jonathan prayed about is he's a forgiving God. And we're so grateful for his forgiveness of our sins. We want to spend a few time singing a few songs on that theme. Let's stand together once again. We're going to sing His Mercy Is More. Sing.
Praise the Lord, His mercy is more, stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is
Yeah.
lavished on us. His blood was the payment, his life was the cost. We stood beneath the debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new and more. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is
During this section on confession, we want to take some time just for private individual prayer. I'm going to give you 5 or 10 minutes just there in the quietness of your own heart, talking to the Lord, and warning, after about a minute, you're going to be like, it's been 5 minutes already. We rarely have these quiet, silent moments. Usually there's music or something in the background. It's going to be quiet in here, and just allow that time to be with you and the Lord. And then at the end of that, Jonathan will come up and close out this time of confession.
Our Father, we do come to you humbly, acknowledging our sin before you and grateful for your grace and mercy that you are eager to extend to us in Christ. Lord, we cry out with the psalmist, be gracious to us, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the greatness of your compassion, blot out our transgressions. Lord, we recognize how prone we are to wander, how quick we are to sin against you, the God whom we love and whom who has saved us from our sin. And yet, Lord, we are so quick to return to the sin that you have rescued us from. And Lord, we don't treat you as you ought. We don't come before you as holy and give you the glory and praise that you deserve. We take that glory for ourselves. And Lord, we don't believe and trust you and your word. We doubt and worry and are anxious about things that you hold in your hand. And Lord, our affections are so often for things that are other than you. And Lord, our delights and the things that we look to satisfy us. And Lord, our attitudes so often don't reflect the character that you perfectly display, the fruit of the Spirit that should be present in our lives as your children. Instead, we're so prone to pride and bitterness, to impatience, and so many other sins. And Lord, we recognize our speech is not as it ought to be. We don't build up others consistently as you call us to. Instead, we say words that are harsh or that tear down, that reflect our own selfishness instead of the gentleness and kindness that should characterize our interactions. And Lord, our behavior, we sin in our deeds, both what we do that is contrary to your will and purpose and our failure to do what you have called us to. And Lord, we recognize that even when we do many of the things that you have commanded of us, that our motives are impure. We are motivated by self and the desire to be exalted or to be viewed as righteous by others instead of simply being motivated by love for you and a desire to see you exalted. And so, Lord, we pray that you would forgive us. We thank you that you are a gracious and compassionate God, that you wash us white as snow, and that as we confess our sins, the sins we see, and recognize that you are faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, Lord, we thank you for that grace and mercy that is ours because of Christ. We thank you that your mercy is more than our sin, that we stand forgiven not because of us, but because of Christ. And so, Lord, we pray that you would view us through his perfect life as we know you do, and that you would be restored to us as our Father. And Lord, we pray that we would be quick to forgive others as you have forgiven us. Lord, we thank you for the grace and mercy that is ours. May we extend that to others as well. May we treat them as you have treated us in these ways. And so, Lord, we confess our sin. We exalt in the forgiveness that is ours in Christ. And we pray that we would be spurred to love and live for you by your grace towards us. We praise you for it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Aren't you thankful for God's grace and forgiveness in our lives? What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Let's stand together. We're going to sing that now.
Everything to God in prayer.
With all my soul, I
be seated. I've asked Brandon Ragsdale to come now and lead us in a time of prayer on this theme of Thanksgiving.
Let's pray together. Father, what a great privilege and joy it is to come before you with thanksgiving, Lord, abounding in our hearts for who you are as our great God, the one who is high above the heavens, the one who is the king of this universe, the one who is completely and totally other. Lord, we are so thankful to be able to come before you as your children, whom you have purchased by the blood of your Son. Lord, we are commanded in the Scriptures to give thanks. We are commanded to express that thankfulness to you regularly and consistently. And Father, we're thankful for this past week, even that we've had to take special time to reflect upon all of the things that you are to us and have done for us and have given to us. Father, we want to continue to reflect on those things day in and day out. Lord, we're thankful for the fact that you have purchased and redeemed us through your Son. Lord, we're thankful that you have pardoned our iniquities, as we just sang about. We're thankful that you have healed our diseases. Lord, we know that any time that we experience healing in this life, that is only because of you, our great healer who works in our bodies to do that. And Father, we're thankful that you have redeemed our life from the pit of hell and the pit of the muck and mire of sin. And you have placed us on a path of righteousness and placed us on a path toward heaven. And Father, we're thankful that you have crowned our life with steadfast love and compassion, that we get the privilege of experiencing your tidbits of loving kindnesses every single day, as the prophet says in Lamentations chapter 3, that your mercies are new every morning. And Father, we're thankful that you have satisfied our lives with good things. Lord, we're thankful that you have given us our families, our spouses, our children, our parents, our friends. Lord, we're thankful for the privilege we have to have relationships with one another. Father, we're thankful for the great privilege we have to be a part of the church, to be a part of this particular body here at Countryside. Lord, we're thankful for the fellowship that we enjoy together, for the mutual accountability that we have with one another. We're thankful for the privilege of being your children to come together on the Lord's Day to worship you corporately and to encourage one another and edify one another and strengthen one another. Father, we're thankful for your word. We're thankful that we get to sit under it each and every Lord's Day, and then we get to spend time in it each and every day. And this is where you have revealed yourself to us. And you help us to know you more, and you help us to understand what life is to be like and how we are to operate and function as your children. Father, so many blessings, so many things that you have given to us. And Father, certainly all of the physical blessings of this life, the food and the shelter and the clothing, all of these things that no doubt we take for granted on a regular basis, but you have, by your good and faithful hand, provided every single one of them. So Lord, we just give you thanks. We thank you as your children who you have called out of sin and who will one day accept into heaven. Lord, we praise you and give you thanks. We thank you for this wonderful time that we even have this evening to sing together, to pray together, or just to reflect upon these truths. We know that all of this, again, is a good gift from your hand, and we give you thanks for it. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brandon. So much to be thankful for. Well, let's stand together. We're going to turn to a time of supplication, and we're going to sing a few songs, and then we'll go to that prayer. Be thou my vision.
Treasure thou art.
this time of supplication, we like to break into small groups and let you share with one another ways that others can pray for you. And so take a minute or two to gather with those around you. Try to get groups of 3 to 5. Again, too big a group is going to take the whole time sharing. And we want to get to some prayer time. So try to get smaller groups of 3 to 5. Take a minute or two to share how they can pray for you. And then pray. Groups all around the room. And then after some time, Jonathan will come up and close out that section. Let's go pray with one another.
Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you that you are a God who hears. We're so grateful that we can come as your children, knowing that you delight in receiving our worship, and you delight in receiving our praise, and you delight in hearing our requests. Lord, thank you that we can come and cast all of our cares on you, the things that we recognize as issues in our life and the lives of those that we love, that we can come humbly and we can bring those to you, and trusting them to you, and asking you to work according to your will for your glory in these situations. And Lord, we recognize there are many needs reflected in this room tonight and in our church as a whole, Lord. Just the ongoing need for provision and care in this life. We thank you that you care about those details of our provision of food and shelter and the other basic necessities of life. And we recognize there are many physical challenges for those in this room and in our church. And we pray for continued grace and endurance to face those things well. And Lord, we ask that you would give healing and restoration physically to those who are suffering with sickness and disease and other challenging issues. And Lord, we know there are many who are grieving in this room and in our church, and we pray for comfort and hope in the midst of those things. And Lord, we also recognize there are many spiritual needs that we each face, Lord, the need to walk faithfully with you, to be guarded from the temptation to sin and to zealously pursue Christ. And we pray that would be the case for each one who is in Christ and for everyone who's a part of our church, Lord, that we would be eager to pursue Christ and to live for his glory. And Lord, we pray for those who are not in Christ, perhaps even here tonight, and friends and relatives that we interact with even on holiday weeks like this, and that we anticipate time with in the coming weeks over the holidays as well. We thank you for the opportunities we have individually and as a church to be a light in our community with the Christmas concerts and the women's banquet and just our own personal interactions over the course of this season. We pray that you would use us to proclaim Christ to others, and that you would use the gospel that is proclaimed to draw people who do not know you, who have not bowed the knee to you, to a place of humble repentance and faith. Lord, there are so many things that we can bring to you, and we thank you that you know all of those things. You know our needs before we ask, and you are a God who is generous and lavish in your kindness and goodness to us. We thank you that we come knowing that you will do beyond what we ask or think, that you will do what is best and wise. And so, Lord, in all these requests that we have brought to you tonight, we come with humility, asking not for our will, but for yours to be done, as you are the one who we trust. You are the one who is all-knowing and all-wise. You are the one who is perfect in your goodness. And so we trust you to work according to your will for the glory of your name and for the good of each of us who know and love you. And so we thank you for this time. We thank you that you hear our prayers, and it is our privilege to come before you. May we do so with faithfulness for one another, even as we have shared requests tonight, and may we do so for our church as a whole. We pray it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jonathan. Well, I hope tonight has been an encouragement to your own heart and soul, as it has mine. We want to end our service tonight celebrating the truth. It was finished upon that cross. Let's stand together as we sing it.
Declare.
dismissed. God bless you. Have a great week.
Quiet you with his love, he will rejoice.